Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is happening, everybody? Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic. A tearful goodbye to Devon Givens, who did a tremendous job, as he always does. Still plenty more to get into, including that article that I was talking about with the Giants and what could be going on with them brewing long term. We're going to get to that and more. Tyler Zuli's producing this evening's program. We're taking you up until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Here's the thing. When you're looking at all of these teams that we're talking about, what do you know and what do you not know? There is always the right to change your mind and change your opinion, right? You always just have the information that's available to you. As long as, I've always said this, and I'll stand by this. When you're talking sports with me, I treat it like a math test. It's not any fun. No, I'm just kidding. If you show your work, you get at least partial credit with me. If there is any way that you could possibly defend and say, well, at the time, this is what was happening, blah, 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 and this and that and the other thing. For example, the people out there who, like Tyler Zuli and our caller Shannon earlier, are giving a lot of credit this season to the Minnesota Vikings, probably liked them a lot last season as well. There are a lot of people out there who'd be like, if you've ever thought the Vikings had any chance of beating Philadelphia, you're absolutely ridiculous. It's revisionist history, though, when you consider the way that Minnesota looked going into the game against Philadelphia and the way that the Eagles looked coming out of the Atlanta playoff game. There were a lot of reasons why you could have said that Minnesota would beat the Eagles. I didn't. I thought it'd be a tight game, and I was wrong there. I had all the reason in the world to believe that that was going to be a tight game. Ended up not being. It was a rocking chair ride for the Eagles. No problem. And they just steamrolled all the way to the Super Bowl. That's what the point of this whole exercise is. If you're going to say that Miami is a dramatically improved team, I'm going to say why. And then you say, okay, well, Ryan Tannehill looked very good. They got enough from the ground game. They were able to hit some deep balls, and they also had turnovers of the Tennessee Titans. I say, great. Okay. If Miami ends up stinking, at least you could show your work, and I can understand why you came to that conclusion. It's pretty simple. It's pretty fair. There's no wrong penalty with me unless you say something absolutely asinine, out of control, that is completely indefensible. Like, say, that there are a couple people out there that I saw, and I'm not going to publicize it because I think that these people tend to just try to be a little incendiary, who have said that this is an Eagles team that will not make the playoffs. And that's where I'm like, yeah, I'm out. There's no way that you could possibly show that work. Other than that, it's been pretty good so far. What were your takeaways from week one as you sat back and watched? And I know that you watched on Sunday because you weren't emotionally invested anymore, saw the Eagles take care of business against the Falcons on Thursday, had no problem, and we just keep it moving. As you watched, what'd you take away? Phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. Also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic, and at TZOL34 if you want to follow Tyler Zuli, the producer of this fine program. Let's go right back to the phones with Mike in Cherry Hill to lead things off. What's happening, Mike?
Yeah, I think we, just to kind of follow up on your point, I think we creatures of the moment. I mean, how can anyone draw any conclusions after 1 week? I mean, the teams, sometimes you have success because you have different matchups.
Sure.
One, you have a like the left tackle, you know, dominates the defensive end. I mean,
right? Yeah, it only takes one matchup. It only takes one matchup to determine a game. Yeah.
So right now, it's no way for anyone to draw any conclusions on any team until we see a trend of several games, and then after that, it's the team that's healthiest that ends up winning. So there's no conclusions to be drawn. Leads me to my next point. This is a trap game for the Eagles, for the Birds, just because it's of the inclement weather that's expected. I mean, we already saw the pedestrian offense against the Falcons. And so I just feel like if you throw in there, you know, a wet field, maybe wet balls, it's going to be even more, a little more difficult for them to move the ball, and vice versa for the Buccaneers. So I see a sloppy game that's going to come down, that's going to be extremely close, like last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to come down to who can make the better plays in the running game and who makes the least amount of mistakes in the special teams in terms of turnovers.
That's
my prediction. Let me ask you,
Mike, though, because when you look at the game, I actually agree with you. If it's a weather situation, you're looking at, you know, a potentially sloppy game, not exactly a whole lot of fireworks. The Eagles won a low-scoring game on Thursday, and it was kind of a shootout for Tampa Bay. I would think that if the weather's negative and if it's a defensive struggle, it would have to be at least advantage Eagles to start, wouldn't you think, instead of it being a trap game?
No.
Why?
You're wrong again, Torty, because
I was right last week when you said Atlanta was going to win by 17, but we're not keeping score of that.
That is true. I'm glad you set up. I know you had a good laugh about that, but if you're excited about what you saw with that offense, the defense played well, but it was I kind of equated to, you know, a person basically beating up on a homeless person or something like that. I mean, and then you calling them the champion. I mean, that Eagles team was, I mean, that Falcons team was terrible. I mean, they couldn't even score in the red zone. I mean, so let's not act like they didn't have their chances as much. So I believe that when you play against a team that can execute, first of all, what the Falcons were doing in the red zone was asinine. Some of those plays that they were doing, throwing to Julio Jones and he was double covered, no rollout, no flooding the zone, stuff like that was just. And then if you look at Steve Sarkisian's record, people know that this guy's a fool. He's a college drunk that's not supposed to be in the NFL. So,
Mike, thanks for the phone call, man. But I mean, they did get some matchups that they wanted. They got Devontae Freeman on Nate Gary. I mean, they just didn't execute. And outside of that, Eagles defense has a ton to do with the reason that Atlanta looks so bad. You tell me they didn't have Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman and Julio Jones and Mohamed Sanu and Calvin Ridley and Matt Ryan. They didn't have any of those guys. And I did not say that I was excited by what I saw on offense. No way. What I'm saying is if the Eagles were having trouble scoring anyway, and there were to be inclement weather, which my producer extraordinaire Tyler Zuli says Sunday in Tampa is expected to be scattered thunderstorms, about a 40% chance of those, and 91 degrees. You know, it could be bad, but it's not exactly hurricane weather. I don't know, man. I have a lot of faith in this team's ability to shut teams down. That's the calling card of this team. The calling card's the ability for these guys to be able to absolutely shut the door on other teams' offenses. And in terms of it being a trap game, I don't know who they're looking ahead to. I don't think that they consider Tennessee or Indianapolis to be these unbelievable, ridiculous teams that you need to be worried about a trap game for. Doesn't make any sense to me. So to sum it up, I don't agree with pretty much any of that. But thanks for the call. Let's go to Doug on 295. What's happening, Doug?
Well put. I'm not overreacting to anything. I mean, it's week one, and there's a lot of rust, and obviously there's a lot of stuff that's got to get straightened out on both sides of the ball. But they beat a team that should have beat us in the playoffs last year and should have won the Super Bowl the year before. We beat them. That's all you can ask.
Yep.
And I think hopefully on offense they'll look better. I mean, Tampa looked really good last week because New Orleans, every single year for the last 4 years, has started 0-2 or worse. They start horrible every year, which is really odd because they have a good coach, but they just come out flat every year.
And not only that, Tampa always plays them well in New Orleans for whatever reason.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's divisional opponents like Eagles Giants. and it's usually pretty damn close.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. But, Doug, now having said that, you're not overreacting, but certainly you see things that you think, okay, this could be a thread that carries on throughout the course of the season. Like, certainly you could say that about the defense, I would think.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about the potential of the defense being shut down. Whenever you have a good pass rush, and you're always in business. And offensively, yeah, and I'm certainly concerned that our wide receivers don't seem to be healthy and seem to currently not be playing up to snuff, but hopefully once Jeffrey gets back and Ertz looks slightly more human than he did last week, because they took him away. He had one open ball where he sat down in the zone. Everything else was fairly tightly covered. So
yeah,
hopefully they can go back to the books and figure that out.
Well, I have a lot of faith, Doug. Thanks for the phone call in Doug Peterson to be able to do that, because, I mean, there were some elements of taking Zach Ertz away. He also had, you know, a couple drops. Dallas Goedert didn't have his best game. If that's the worst game that we see from the Eagles tight ends and they still manage to get out and win, which if you heard me talking to Devon Gibbons earlier, we both think that those tight ends might be an essential element to their passing game, generally speaking. So if they weren't able to get that rolling against Atlanta and they won, you just kind of keep it moving and just say, all right, well, that wasn't the best game in the world, but at least you survived without having what you'd consider to be the X factor on your offense doing a whole lot. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Tom in Glen Mills. Tom, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Joe, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
That last call, or not the very last call, the other dude was so depressing that it inspired me to call.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
So let me give several reasons why that game was great, okay? First of all, it showed that they still have the same heart that they had last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I saw. Secondly, that was such a clutch game to win because it's the first game back. Atlanta is a tough team to beat because they're unpredictable. Like, they can score a lot of points on you, man.
Yeah,
and we weren't even full strength. So people want to nitpick them. You know, I mean, we didn't have Jeffries, we didn't have our franchise quarterback. Which, you know, I mean, Nick Foles is great, but
he's not Carson Wentz. That's all you're saying.
Not Carson, exactly, man. And I have a friend that's an Atlanta fan, and he tried the same thing on me, man. It wasn't the Eagles won the game; it was the Falcons lost the game, and I'm sick of hearing it. The defense is the same defense, essentially, we had last year. We shut them up in the playoffs, and we shut them up again this year. And period, man.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. It's like, oh, that throw was off, or, they had to move, or they had a drop ball. Or whatever. It's like the defensive line pressure has nothing to do with that. It's like tight coverage has nothing to do with it. Like, it's like they totally dismiss the impact that your team makes on the game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. And this whole thing, like, oh, like you throw to Julio Jones. That dude, if any other team, they're racking up 1,000 points on them, okay, with the same squad. You watch when they come back next week. So it's a completely flawed argument, man. And really, at the end of the day, a win is a win, and we just got to focus on the next game.
No doubt.
And now we're 1-0, man.
Tom, well said, man. Thanks for the phone call. And that's what it is. I would say that if you lose, you might be more focused on hacking it up and saying, oh, how could this have happened, and what went wrong, and how did the Eagles blow the game, blah, blah, blah. You win, you just keep it moving. It's on to the next thing. That's the issue. Like, do I think that Atlanta could have won that game? Absolutely, I do. 100% I think they could have won that game. They didn't. Am I going to say that they lost it because they blew it? No. The Eagles' defensive line was the most important factor in that game. To be fair, Julio Jones was the second most important factor in that game, but he didn't score. Let him go up and down the field. On This Week in Pro Football, we're talking with Sal Palantonio. And Sal and I had two sides of the same coin when you were looking at how to evaluate defenses in the NFL. I asked Sal whether he felt that red zone defense was the number one way now to be able to evaluate what an elite defense is, knowing that there aren't any real, you know, shut down three and out defenses anymore. And he didn't quite say yes, but he did say something that was kind of the different side of the same coin, saying points allowed is the only thing. That is how you determine what a good defense is. Whether it's red zone, whether it's long term, whatever it is, there's no way around it. The Eagles did not allow points against a Falcons team that, say what you want, had all of their weapons, were fully invested in the game, had revenge to think about. This is an Eagles team that ended their season, all of it. And yet there they were, unable to get it done against a really tough defense. And by the way, the Eagles aren't done. That defense is going to make a lot of offenses look ineffective or like they couldn't get anything done. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Troy in South Jersey. Troy, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Joe, how's it going, man? Love the show.
Thank you. Tremendous, Troy.
So, first of all, I'm so happy football's back, man. Week one's in the books.
Took
and
long
you
enough.
Know what? You saw some good things, man. I saw a lot of bad things. From
okay.
all teams, you know?
Yep.
Penalties, injuries, looked bad. And the Eagles' win wasn't great, but you know, it's a win. A win's a win. I think our defense won the game, and our offense didn't look great. Kind of worried about some of the throws Foles was making.
Okay.
Love the running Ajayi was doing. I hope he can keep it up. I don't know if Sproles and Clement will do the job that LeGarrette was doing last season. Don't see it happening at all, but if Ajayi can stay healthy, huge.
It absolutely is. Now, Troy, do you think that the offensive issues that you point to, are they things that were fluky or correctable, or is it something that you think is going to concern the team, you know, moving into, you know, week 5, 6, 7?
I think especially you touched on Zach Ertz and Dallas. I think if they play their game, they're going to be huge for us, especially in the red zone. And, I mean, if Nick Foles can make those two throws to
Wallace was one.
Wallace, yeah. There's two throws to Wallace. He was open. He just didn't get him right.
Yep.
So that's, I mean, if Nick Foles can find his stride, I think our offense can really generate points. And our defense, I think, they keep it up. Our corners, man, Darby's looking good.
Yeah, well, he is absolutely playing for the money, Troy. Thanks for the phone call, man. In a contract year, had about as good a start as you possibly could. And think about how different that start is against his start from last year. Right, where he had the injury and had to, you know, work his way back from that and everything. Nah, it comes out, just starts to shut it down immediately. And like I said, some of it, the defense is a self-feeding cycle. So some of it is the corners looked really good. And they looked really good partially because of the defensive line. Defensive line looked good partially because the corners were shutting it down on the outside. It's a self-feeding cycle. And right now, the Eagles are a well-oiled machine defensively. I'm not worried about the offense at all, by the way. If you were rating my concern level for the Eagles offense, and you had to have one, like you couldn't rate a zero, my concern level would be a one. I consider this whole thing to be extended preseason anyway. You don't see the starters going. Offenses are much harder to get right than defenses early in the season. I'm much more excited about the fact that the defense looks good to go. Everyone struggles offensively. There was one game, right, this weekend. Let me just make sure that that's the case. Now, the Rams offense looked good. But there was one game that was like a bona fide shootout. That Tampa Bay-New Orleans game. Other than that, you saw teams blowing up a little bit, like Baltimore, right? Playing against Buffalo, who's going to be in contention for the number one pick in the NFL draft. Cincy and Indianapolis, that was a late defensive touchdown that kind of changed everything. Detroit looked like they didn't want to play anymore against New York when New York scored 31 third-quarter points. It's not easy to get offense right early on, so I'm not that worried about it. I've seen what this offense can do. I've seen what the personnel can do when this offense is at full strength. The defense being able to wreck other teams' offenses, that's going to last longer than week one or week two. That's something that is a season-long deal. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Tom up next. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
I wanted to make a point that I haven't heard really anybody talk about, which was the Eagles were so much more conditioned to play in week one than Atlanta. I mean, our offense struggled the first two or three possessions, and then we went to an up-tempo offense and with no huddle, and we started moving right away. And you could tell right off the bat that Atlanta was just gassed. They couldn't handle it. And then, of course, you know, yeah, we all talk about how defensively we handled them. But again, we have so many interchangeable parts where we have these fresh legs all the time. And,
yep.
And Atlanta just couldn't handle it, offense or defense, with our speed and our conditioning. I didn't think.
Oh, you said the C word there, Tom. It's amazing how many players went down with cramps and everything like that. And how I can't remember an Eagles player going down with those cramps.
Exactly right. I mentioned that to a couple of friends, and I forgot to mention it tonight, but you're right. Yeah, they were dropping like flies at the end there. And we were able to hold up, and I think that's a testament to the coaching staff, again, too, keeping these guys in shape. Maybe the fact that we played through February helped, too. But, you know, yeah, it was great. We were ready to go.
Tom, well said, man. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. That's it. Now, some people would point to it and say, oh, well, the Eagles had a shorter offseason than everybody else, and they played in February, blah, blah, blah. The Eagles didn't treat the offseason like an offseason, and it's obvious. When you look at their conditioning level, you look at everything else. Look, they're shorthanded offensively, okay? One of their top offensive weapons isn't available. He's coming off of major surgery. Another one of their top offensive weapons is a rookie still getting acclimated to the NFL. Another guy who's playing a huge role on the team is brand new to the team and still trying to find his way in Mike Wallace. I'm not willing to draw any kind of big time, oh my gosh, gloom and doom conclusions about this team. Now, so far, even though, you know, 1-0 is just 1-0 no matter what, but so far, if I'm given report cards and grades and everything else, Eagles are ahead of schedule. 610-632-0975. Wendy, Brian, sit tight. We'll get to you next. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Last season, the Fanatic pregame show was at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino, and we won it all and became a city of champions. So we're going back. Yeah, we might be a little superstitious. Join Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Jason Mertidis for the Fanatic pregame show and party. Back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Then stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' many screens, including a huge 10x10 big screen.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Brought to you in part by Gerhardt's Appliances.
And Visit Philly.
This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Football is finally back, and that's only the second best news I've got for you today. That's because FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is now live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of. FanDuel Sportsbook has all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust that it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. Use my code Jason to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit sports.FanDuel.com for terms and conditions.
The following message from Monster contains multiple uses of the F word. It may not be suitable for younger audiences and those easily offended. Free. It's a bad word that a lot of job sites use, and it's creating a lot of noise. You know those sites. They tell you a free posting will get your small business qualified candidates, and then the candidates you get aren't the candidates you want. So they aren't free because you end up paying a lot. Or there are those other sites where you post your job in the same environment as someone selling a human-sized hamster wheel. Or where qualified candidates can't find you because your job post gets buried really quickly way deep down at the bottom of the site. Posting your job on Monster means you don't have to post on those sites, because we don't do any of those things. We deliver candidates, and qualified ones. Monster's job postings start at just $49. No hidden fees, no irrelevant candidate matches, no having to repost every 10 minutes. Only the candidates you want delivered easily at a fixed, affordable, and honest price. Visit monster.com/radio to learn more and cut through the noise.
Sports Bettors Affiliate. If you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at allstarsportspicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks covers all major U.S. sports, plus various future bets, racing, boxing, golf, horses, soccer, and more. With over 11,000 documented picks and a 76% win rate, now's the time for you to become a consistent winner by following allstarsportspicks.com. Check them out now and learn about their Diamond Play mobile tech service. Log on and sign up at allstarsportspicks.com. That's allstarsportspicks.com.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
The Birds are back. To celebrate, you're invited to City Life Church in South Philly this Sunday, where team chaplain Ted Winsley will share the same message he gave to the team before they won it all. All guests will be eligible for giveaways, including jerseys and a gift card to Chickies and Pete's. Services will be held at South Philadelphia High School at 10 and 11:30 a.m. with free parking. Come out this Sunday in your favorite jersey and be inspired by Ted's incredible story. Visit CityLifePhilly.com for more information. That's CityLifePhilly.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The legendary singer-songwriter Van Morrison returning to Philly for the first time in over a decade, performing all his hits. Joining him is Willie Nelson, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and more. See them all at the Outlaw Music Festival. Van Morrison, Saturday, September 15th at BB&T Pavilion with Willie Nelson, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and more. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come in to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 13th through 16th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets, exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports Talk for Paoli and all of Chester County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic taking you up until midnight this evening. Tyler Zuli producing. 610-632-0975. Your phone number to join the show. You can also catch up on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones with Wendy in Marlton. Wendy, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Hello, Joe Torti.
How are you?
How's it going, darling?
Tremendous. I missed you at FanFest. I heard that you couldn't make it.
I couldn't. I had tickets. I couldn't make it. I had to babysit.
Oh, I hear that. I understand. Yeah, we all have our responsibilities,
family.
Wendy.
Oh, family and stuff happens. But anyway, I heard a commercial just now. That was terrible. First of all, I just wanted to thank you for always letting me come online.
Oh, of course. Nice. My pleasure.
I wanted to say about Bradham, awesome.
What about him?
Well, he's been great. And Peters, he looked halfway decent. You know, like, I want your take on that, because he looked great at times, and,
well, you know. I would say that overall, I think no matter what you look at, he was definitely above the line at all times. I would say that he was Hall of Fame level sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, maybe a tick below Hall of Fame level, but I think the Eagles were happy with him, no doubt about it.
Well, of course the Eagles are going to be happy with him, and everybody's going to be happy with him, of course. But I'm saying next game and the next game and the next game. I'm just asking, like, do you see him, like, being, like, progressively getting better? It's only the first game.
Yeah, well, Wendy, I would think that he is going to feel more and more confident in his return from injury and things like that as he continues to shake off the rust and everything. But at his age, I don't know if he's taken, you know, huge steps forward in terms of development in his career. But I think that he'll look better, certainly, if he's able to stay healthy.
Okay. Well, I will believe in that in him.
Good.
Thanks,
right. Wendy. Have a great night.
Wait. Uh-huh. Real quick.
Okay. Let it rip.
I
said, let it rip. Let's go.
1 second. Okay. So I'm sitting in my garage. I had to take out my washer fluid tank.
Okay.
All right. And because it was cracked. So I literally took it out and I got some JB Weld and I had to literally mix it up. Put it on cracks and everything. And I have the fan on it. And I'm sitting in my garage and I'm like, oh, God. So just please give me, like, cross your fingers for me so that I don't have to buy a new one.
Oh, but fingers crossed, Wendy. I hope not. I hate expensive cars. Thanks for the phone call as always. Yeah, it stinks. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Well done, Tyler. Let's go to Brian in Northeast Philly next. Hey, Brian, what's happening, man?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing today?
Tremendous. How are you?
All right. You know, all things considered, the Eagles are still 1-0, so we can be thankful for that.
No doubt.
The win, no matter what. Looking at the Falcons, I mean, other than Matt Ryan not looking too good, I think the Falcons are probably one of the most complete teams in the NFC right there with the Minnesota Vikings. So I wasn't too surprised that we struggled. They got good pass rushers, Beasley and Tack McKinley. They got corners on the outside, and we had basically no one at receiver other than Nelson Agholor and Mike Wallace just running deep every play. And Zach Ertz was being, like, double-teamed most of the time by Jones, who unfortunately, actually, Jones and Keanu Neal are both out for the season as they get back next year. But I look at the Bucs next week and, like, I think we'll be okay. I think the Bucs are going to surprise us again. People are going to think that last week was a fluke or something, but they're at home. They have a pretty good run defense, at least.
They do.
I think that's going to kind of stymie what the Eagles want to do, at least with controlling the ball and controlling the clock. But they're also very, very depleted in the secondary. So I think this might be a game where Foles lets it rip a little bit. The Falcons gave up the fourth fewest completions of 20 yards or more last year, and I believe the second fewest in 40-yard completions. And the Bucs were basically on the opposite side of that. So
okay.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to be a lot of runs in the brick walls with Gerald McCoy up front there. And I could see Foles rebounding next week and looking a little bit more like Super Bowl Nick Foles. What do you think?
I would sign up for that, no question. And, Brian, I would argue that your logic is sound there. As not worried as I said I was about the Eagles offense, I mean, let's call facts here. The Atlanta defense is really fast. And they're probably faster than they are good. The Eagles right now, outside of individual players, are a slow offense. Tyler, is that unfair to say? That they're the Eagles are not overwhelming you with speed like Kansas City is.
No, your biggest receiver is large. Your running back has hobbled knees. It's a pretty fair assessment.
That's not to say that they're not good and that they can't
be
effective.
No, they're just slow.
They're not fast. Against Tampa Bay, it could be a different story. I like Quan Alexander. I like Levante David. I think those guys are killer players. I really do. Vernon Hargreaves gets injured.
That's a big loss.
That's a huge loss. I mean, Hargreaves is a guy that I would kind of circle and say, all right, that's your Nelson Agholor matchup. Like, you would think that that's where they'd want to put Nelson Agholor in terms of being quick and a little bit rangy for Hargreaves and things like that. That's not going to be an option anymore. It could be a get-right game for the passing attack. I think that when you have Sproles and you have Ajayi and you have Clement, eventually, I'm not saying that those guys are, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson, Marshall Faulk, and Adrian Peterson, but eventually you know that that's a talented enough group that you're going to get production from the tailbacks. I think the passing game is a question mark now. That question could be answered this upcoming weekend. It could potentially be a get-right game. And you know what? I hope that the defense stifles and dominates, but the possibility exists that a shootout could be exactly what the offense needs. Not having to be, you know, I'm not saying that they're like this on purpose, but there might be some sense of complacency when you're like, all right, well, you only have to do the bare minimum, and the defense is going to do what the defense does. Being called on in a shootout, that could be the get-right opportunity. 610-632-0975, your phone number to hop aboard. A couple of open phone lines you want to join the discussion. Let's get to Carl in North Philly. Carl, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Joe, what's up, bro?
How you doing, man?
Chilling, man. I need you to answer a quick question for me, man. What are the teams that we beat last year in the playoffs?
The Falcons, the Vikings, and the Patriots.
Okay, correct. Now, and we could have seen possibly Carolina if we wouldn't have got the bye, correct?
Yep, for sure.
All right. So, with that being said, the league messed up by letting Nick Foles win week one.
What makes you say that?
Well, first of all, Atlanta was possibly the best team in the NFC besides Philly last year, because they caught fire, late in the season like us. Mm-hmm. But, Carolina is really the team that really matches up better against us. And we were kind of lucky not to see them, but Atlanta has Carolina number. So now you look at the Rams as the X factor. The Rams right now is probably the only team that we might have to worry about, but that's if Carson Wentz is playing. If Nick Foles is playing, Carson Wentz will be back when it's time to play the Rams. The league is in trouble. And to add to your point, we do have a very slow offense. That makes me a little worried, because even Sproles doesn't have the spurt that the sprint that he used to. But we still need Sproles this year, and we need Aguilar for sure. But Joe, man, good stuff, man. I love your show, bro.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Carl. That means a lot to me, man. But, I think Carl's right. The only team that I think you might have been ignoring in there, that just didn't get any mention is New Orleans. I don't think that the Eagles would have signed up and been super excited to play New Orleans. I'm not saying that they're scared of anybody, but I mean, when you've got Drew Brees there, he's a Super Bowl winner. You had Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, and it's not a team that you're stoked to go against. Like, it's just the truth of the matter. I don't know if the success against those teams from last year translates to this year, but all I know is they're one for one. They're one for one against teams that they beat in the playoffs last year. Will that trend continue? It's early to see, but if you're the Eagles, I would say that you have a ton of reasons for optimism, because your offense only scored 18 points and you beat the Falcons. Be honest with yourself. Take the Eagles fandom out of it. Just make yourself an NFL football fan right now. If you said that the team playing against Atlanta scored 18 points, you would probably say that team lost almost 100% of the time. They shut them down. Instead of looking for reasons like, oh, well, that was a mess up by the Eagles and they got lucky and this and that and the other thing. That's the way that you look at it and say you had a lot to do with that. The worst has happened, by the way. We'll get to that coming up on the other side. It's the Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Ron Jaworski Show is back for another season. Join Jaws this Wednesday night from Ramblewood Country Club starting at 6 as he looks ahead at Week 2, the Birds versus Tampa Bay. Hear Jaws' comprehensive breakdown on what it'll take for another win. The Jaws Show is brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Roofing Nation, Burns Honda, Harris Resort, and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West, Xfinity, and Bradford White Water Heaters. The Ron Jaworski Show, Wednesdays at 6 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I know I'll see different people all day, I'll wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I say, this is fun, what I mean is, this is awkward and I don't know how to express my feelings.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I've eaten more cookie dough in my life than baked cookies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month, 50% off, and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit RoofingNation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or RoofingNation.com.
Well, summer's ending and the fun is over. Well, is addiction to drugs or alcohol preventing you from being the best family member you can be this year? Your family needs you, and they deserve the best version of you. Did you know that you can receive world-class addiction treatment and still stay close to your family? Recovery Centers of America is a provider of the highest quality addiction treatment services available in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. their phone number, write it down, 1-800-RECOVERY. Recover Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment close to home. Now, they believe that family involvement in addiction treatment is critical to each patient's success. They offer intensive family therapy to help you and your family rally around a solution to your addiction. And they'll take your call and admit you safely into treatment 24 hours a day. Just call Recovery Centers of America today, the number 1-800-RECOVERY, or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Tune in to the Birds Players Show, hosted by Anthony Gargano, live at Chickie and Pete's, brought to you by The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag by Phil Gaughan. Find a pickup location near you at thebagster.com.
Join the Fanatic at Arden Credit Union at 1500 Spring Garden Street this Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30 for a chance to win station prizes, game tickets, and a chance to meet Philly basketball player T.J. McConnell. That's this Saturday at Arden Credit Union on Spring Garden. Go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com for more details.
Welcome back. Joe Torty Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Rolling till midnight this evening. Tyler Zuli producing. You on the phone, 610-632-0975, and on Twitter at Joe Torty at 97.5 The Fanatic. Good point by Randy Strausser. As you're looking at the Bucks game, do the Bucks concern you after their win and everything else? He points out half their team got hurt. I don't know if it's half, but it's closer to half than zero. I'll say that. They had a lot of banged up players, especially on defense. And so, I mean, that's something, I don't know if that concerns you. I don't know if that's something where you're worried about the underdog, nobody believed in us thing or whatever. All I see is that it's a potential get right game, especially for the Eagles passing game. Let's go to John and Gladwin. John, you're on the Joe Torty Show.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Hey, John.
Yeah, I got a couple comments. Your caller that was critiquing the Atlantic defense.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're not an easy team to throw the ball on. Regarding the Eagles' passing game against Atlanta, people just want to see what they want to see. But there were three passes in the second half in key situations that were dropped, and one was coughed up.
Mm-hmm.
You had a Kelce holding penalty that probably took at least a field goal away. You had Wallace, who was interfered with twice. The one they called, if he didn't get interfered with, he could have been running after the catch. The other one they didn't call was clearly interference, and the ball was on target, but they grabbed him around the arm, and he couldn't make the play. Okay, then you had the one up the sideline, which is iffy. It may have been purposely underthrown. I don't know. But they could have easily scored 10 more points in that game.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. But a lot of people want to just pretend that didn't happen. Now, the other thing that people don't observe that I am sure about is Nick Foles has shown repeatedly. He did it when he was here with Chip Kelly, and he did it with Alshon Jeffries last year, and a few times with Aguilar, where the receiver is covered and he purposely throws the ball high, inside, outside, or underthrows it to give him a shot to make a play. And he's done this and done it fairly successfully
mm-hmm.
a number of times.
I agree.
And they interpret that as a bad throw.
Well, John, I think that there are always going to be people who say that Nick Foles just can't play, and like there's almost no convincing that group. But when you look at the passing game and everything, all of the things you brought up are correct, and that's what I mean. It's not all on one player or anybody else. Offenses are just hard to get right early on in the season. You've got all of those things, whether it's Dallas Goedert's positioning in the end zone or players working back to the ball or whatever it is. Those are things that I think are going to be hammered out over the course of the season.
I think so, too. But all quarterbacks make bad throws.
Of course.
All quarterbacks have off games, including Tom Brady.
Yep.
Remember last year, a game or two before the playoffs, he was horrible. I can't remember the game, who they played, but he was bad.
Yeah, well, and John, you know what? Thanks for the phone call. He struggles at times early season. He struggles whenever they play Kansas City. It happens. Nobody's, you know, totally 100% perfect all the time. It just depends on a couple of different things. Some people look at what the potential is. You know, how good can someone be when they're at their best? And those people tend to be big-time Nick Foles fans because he has the ability to get so white, blinding hot. Some people look at consistency and your ability to ride the wave and not necessarily have the highs be super high and the lows be super low. Those people probably aren't big Nick Foles fans. This is what I've said. Thank you very much. Tyler Zuli points out week 14 against the Dolphins had two interceptions and a 27-20 loss. This is the comparison that I made last night, and I think it's true. And Tyler, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Outside of everything off the field, court, whatever, I'm strictly talking about on the field, on the court performance. The comp for Nick Foles is J.R. Smith. He can literally be someone who can take over a game or someone who absolutely wrecks any chance that you have of winning. There's rarely anything in between.
Yeah, other than the fact that I think Nick Foles generally knows what the score is,
right.
That's a really good comparison.
Yeah, and like I said, it has nothing to do with personalities, anything else. Just the production. He's J.R. Smith. He's the NFL's version of J.R. Smith. Some people have to have J.R. Smith on their team because of his ability to impact a game like that. Some people are like, if you don't know what you're going to get out of him, you don't sign up for that. It's just an acquired taste, matter of preference, whatever it is. Personally, I'm of the opinion that if your starting quarterback goes down, your season's mostly screwed to begin with. I'd rather have the guy who has the potential to take over a couple of games and get hot in the playoffs like he did, and win a Super Bowl like he did. That's just me. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
You know, Joe, man, you know what? I hope I don't go to bed pissed off tonight. I really don't, man. But you know what? The way things are looking right now, I'm telling you.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
This team is going to drive me crazy. I think it was Anthony Rendon, he walked to walk in the winning run. What a tying run. And then he strikes out Bryce Harper. Like, it's just one of those things where you're like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Phillies had to shake your head.
And then people trying to get mad at me the other night for bringing up Phillies and saying, what am I doing bringing up Phillies to begin with? Like, dude, are you serious? This is a 4-for-4 town. I didn't know the Eagles were the only pro town and team in town.
No, but certainly anyway, not. We talk about all sports here.
I digress. You know, look, well, what I saw last week against the Falcons and look, I told you the other day, I think that's why this is precipitating this whole idea of bringing Carson Wentz back quicker, because Jason Pierce played well enough to where you can worry, you're not as worried about Carson's blind side or him getting hit like, say, an Aaron Rodgers was Sunday night in the game, where he just looked like once he got back in the game, he had to run for his life to make a pass. You know, I don't think Carson Wentz has to worry about that as much.
Right.
But at the same token, you know what? And I told you, the wide receivers are my concern. No Alshon, Nelson, the running backs. So what is the plan of, like, are we going to see an offense, right, where you have more two tight end sets, more six lineman sets, where you're bringing in an extra lineman or you're putting in a, is now the time for the idea of Jordan Mailata to get his, you know, little shine on as a fullback? Like, you know, am I to believe that's being saved for like the later down in the season?
It's a good
because
question.
I just don't know how many tricks Doug Peterson has to pull out of his bag right now this year.
Well, eventually, you've already seen it a little bit. Like I said, they're not a fast offense. They just signed Kamar Aiken, another not fast receiver. They're going to go with the power game, whether it's the extra offensive linemen, two tight ends, like you said, maybe using a fullback. That the play action game is also an area where Nick Foles excels, so they'd like to get the power run game going and then be able to kind of morph into the play action game. You're not going to see a whole lot of five wide receiver sets, so I don't know what their plans are for Mailata. I don't know if they think that he's ready to contribute or not yet, but you might see that down the road.
See, but you know what? Like I said, I'm just worried that, you know, the bag of tricks, like maybe that's why we didn't see guys like Nick Foles during the preseason. I know a lot of other teams didn't play players either, Joe, but, you know, like you save your bullets from when you really need them. And like right now, I think Doug Peterson, like we all talked about the press conference and whether he was sincere or he was actually playing a psychology game. Like, you know, I wonder at times, what more could you really pull out of the bag? Because the Philly special, like, it that was kind of silly to see, but it worked, so you're not, you know.
Right, yeah, and I do. Thanks for your phone call, man. I don't think that this is a trick play offense, if that's what you're asking. I don't think this is like a gimmicky, relying on trick plays to get things done. Against the Falcons, it was the first game of the year. Literally, your offense's first time all playing together. And you needed a spark. That's where Philly came from. I don't think that that's going to be something that you're going to see a quarterback reception every single game. Or a double reverse or whatever. I just don't think so. 610-632-0975. Final segment is coming your way, or final hour, I should say. An hour-long segment? No. Final hour is coming your way next. We are going to also have your phone calls wide open, phone line 610-632-0975. A couple good tweets as well. All of that and more of the Joe Torty Show returns on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at turnersvillejeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at turnersvillejeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come in and get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 13th through 16th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torty and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Football is finally back, and that's only the second best news I've got for you today. That's because FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is now live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of. FanDuel Sportsbook has all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust that it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/MJ. Use my code Jason to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit sports.FanDuel.com for terms and conditions.
Of the new Philadelphia 97.5, The Fanatic. Yeah! WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening. I just received a fantasy football trade. Somebody proposed giving me their Le'Veon Bell for my Dalvin Cook.
Not Connor Cook here.
Not Connor Cook. Now, as fate would have it, I picked 10th in a 10-team league. The two backs that I took, leaving Kareem Hunt on the board, I might add, were Dalvin Cook and one Christian McCaffrey. I took. Tyler shaking his head. I don't care.
Not a fan.
I think that Christian McCaffrey has the potential to be the top scoring back in fantasy. And Kareem Hunt does not. Too much stuff going on in Kansas City. There's the only, right? Okay. I digress. Is trading for Le'Veon Bell in fantasy like something that's even considered remotely viable if I'm trading a bench back? Like, for example, right? I've got like Lamar Miller on my bench. If I went Lamar Miller instead for Le'Veon Bell, is that a conversation?
I think so, because the upside is ginormous if he actually does play.
Right.
You're getting a steal.
It's a guy who went consensus top three in every draft.
Yeah, I think if you have any qualms about it and you want to use a backup, I would do it. But I'm not giving up Dalvin Cook for him.
You wouldn't give up a starting back,
no.
Whoever it is.
Not right now, no. Right. Not with any clear indication that he's not coming back.
Yeah, that's what it is now. And I'll say this. I thought on Sunday, through, I would say, you know, 3.5 quarters, I was like, Le'Veon Bell's going to be back next week. Like, he sees what James Conner's doing. He's going to be back immediately. Fumbles the ball, and they tie the game. Monocle emoji comes out. Maybe not. I want to remind you, of course, by the way, that we've got so much. Obviously, with football season being back, a ton of stuff back here on The Fanatic. Join Jaws for the Ron Jaworski Show this and every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Tomorrow's show will be from Ramblewood Country Club and is brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds, even during peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. And of course, we got plenty more that we'll let you know about over the course of the show. As I look at this Eagles team, I wonder about the depth offensively. As good as this team is defensively, and I said that the difference is, I think that I'm watching the best Eagles defense that I've seen. Somebody asked me about how does it stack up with the Doc, Shea Bro, Lito Shepard, you know, Troy Vincent, like Bobby Taylor, like that whole era or those two eras. I think this defense is better than those from what I've seen. And not just saying because they won the Super Bowl. I think the defense is just better. This might be the best version of it, considering the fact that you've added to what was already a stifling defense last year. You've added Haloti Ngata and Michael Bennett, and you're getting Jordan Hicks back and a lot of other pieces that kind of add to the depth of the defense. And so by the fourth quarter, and by the time the fourth quarter rolls around, when most teams' defensive lines are sick of chasing running backs around, are sick of running into offensive linemen over and over again for 50 plays, you've got a defensive line rotation that is fresh as fresh can be going against these guys who are all worn out. Offensively, I think the depth questions are rearing their ugly heads. I know that it's his first game in forever. I might be the only person in the city who thinks that you did not see nearly enough from Darren Sproles last night, based on what you on Thursday, based on what you expected his role to be. But the fact that they were pounding the ball with him and running him up the middle and stuff like that, that's a whole different scenario to begin with. I thought from an eye test perspective, outside of exclusively catching the football, I needed to see more. What's the deal with Jay Ajayi's workload distribution? How do you figure that out? Corey Clement, outside of one burst run, looked fairly pedestrian. I go on. Wide receiver. The Eagles, just to give you some perspective on how confident they feel about their ability to trot out quality wide receivers, have been kicking the tires on the likes of Corey Coleman and Brashad Perryman before settling on Kamar Aiken, who wasn't good enough to make their team out of the preseason. They have some questions about their depth. And I know that injuries have been a part of that. I know that the Mac Hollins injury and the obviously injury to Alshon Jeffrey makes a huge difference. But this is not a team that's overly confident in their wide receiving depth. How deep are they at offensive line if they have to go to the second level there? Based on what you've seen from Vitae, I don't know, not very deep on the outsides. Say Amalu's been okay in spots. Chance Warmack was inactive on Thursday, which was kind of a surprise. I don't know. Their strength defensively might be an Achilles heel offensively. Like, think about, like, they lost Darren Sproles last year and Jason Peters, but Vitae was playing really well, and you had a whole nother back in LeGarrette Blount that you felt really good about. If the Eagles have offensive injuries this year, that could be, like, the death knell for them, potentially. I think they have enough to get it done as it is, and knowing that Wentz is coming back and knowing that Jeffrey's coming back. But in terms of being able to absolutely 100% excel, they either need more or they can't have any less than what they have now. And I think that makes a big difference. And the system matters as well, because it's not the easiest thing in the world, as intuitive and as good as Doug Peterson is about this stuff. It's not the easiest thing in the world to find somebody who fits into your system perfectly. Just ask the New York Giants. I've been referencing this NJ.com article, and we're finally getting to it from Ryan Dunleavy, talking about the New York Giants. Eli Manning, and get this, Eli Manning's fit on the New York Giants. Did you ever think that you'd have this conversation?
I'm sorry, what?
Eli Manning's two-time Super Bowl champion, Eli Manning's fit on the New York Giants.
The only man to have beaten Tom Brady in a Super Bowl up until last year.
That's the one.
That makes sense.
The very same one. Here's the premise. We know Pat Shurmur, our old friend, very focused on high completion percentages, high accuracy passes, short, immediate, get it out of your hands passing game. You might remember what he did last year with Sam Bradford. Had a short-lived NFL record for single-season completion percentage. In 2016, I should say, had almost a 72 completion percentage, Sam Bradford. NFL record. Drew Brees cleaned that up last year. Don't worry about that. As he should. Drew Brees should have the accuracy record.
Slinging the ball around the yard, too.
Yes. But here's what Pat Shurmur says. We're always going to coach for a high completion percentage and do the best we can to get the ball in our playmakers' hands. Makes sense, doesn't it? On the Giants, you've got guys that can do stuff after the catch. Saquon Barkley. Odell Beckham Jr. might be the best after-the-catch wide receiver in the NFL at this point. You've got some options. Here's the problem. Kurt Warner says this, NFL Network analyst and Hall of Famer. You have to do what you're best at. Tom Brady and myself were very much built on seeing things, reading it, ball out of hand. Very accurate on short passes. We could live in that underneath world and be successful. Eli has never been that way. He's always been better at drop back, hitch a little bit, see it open, which is actually kind of a backhanded little insult and little underhanded thing, I think, and throw it down the field. So what that means is with this new passing game under Pat Shurmur and everything happening closer to the line of scrimmage, you're not seeing the David Tyree helmet catch or the Mario Manningham deep down the sideline catches that, by the way, have made Eli Manning a legend in New York. The shocking move of the preseason period. People talked about the Steelers cutting Landry Jones at the end of the preseason. I thought anyone with two eyes would say that that was an obvious move based on the way that Josh Dobbs played. I didn't think that was ridiculous. Ridiculous is the Giants cutting Davis Webb and keeping Kyle LaLetta. I'm like, how in the world could this have happened? Well, you see it. Davis Webb is a gunslinger. He's a guy who likes to hold on to the ball and pat it and put it down the field. LaLetta's not like that. He's the short, quick passing game guy. They kept him instead of Davis Webb, who was thought of by a lot of people to be the Giants' potential quarterback in the future after they did not draft Sam Darnold. They said that's how strongly they feel about Davis Webb, that that's their guy. Eli Manning is who he is. He's 37 years old. He is a career 59.8% accuracy passer. Career high 63.1%. He completed his first 11 passes on Sunday. You know what completion percentage he finished with? 62.1%. That's who he is. Eli Manning's never going to be a 66, 67, 68% completion guy. And that's okay. There are guys that have gotten it done that way. But if there's going to be this identity crisis in New York, maybe there truly is no threat from them or from Dallas. And literally, your only attention's on Washington in the division. It's the only way that you have to look at it and think that's a threatening team. Now, for the record, I didn't feel that way before the season. I had to see it play out this way and see the fact that these teams are having incredible difficulty scoring. Dak Prescott, has he scored a touchdown, thrown a passing touchdown since this current president's been in office?
I think he and Carson Wentz have the same amount of passing touchdowns since Carson Wentz went down.
It's insane.
It's bad.
Like I said, I've never blamed Dak Prescott for being a fourth round developmental quarterback who's pushed into a starting role. That's not his fault. He's doing what you'd expect a fourth round developmental prospect to do. But you're talking about, does Eli Manning fit the Giants' new offensive system? What a mess. What a full-on, flat-out mess. And by the way, their offensive tackle is trying to trip people because he can't put hands on guys. I know that I said that this division is always tough, but my oh my, I'm not sure that that's going to be the case. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. They might run away with this thing. Like, even if there's one other viable threat, quote-unquote, in the division, the Eagles' defense might be good enough to run away with this, with the division. And that's saying something. Don't get me wrong, I'd like the New England treatment, where you know by, like, week 10 that you've got everything locked down. But it's just an unusual situation. I guess this is really the new norm for your Philadelphia Eagles. Taking on Tampa Bay this weekend. You got Fitzmagic, home opener for the Tampa Bay Bucks, coming off of a huge emotional win 48-40 over the Saints. This is screaming letdown for me, for Tampa Bay. This is screaming coming out and being a flat performance. How do you follow up on that, by the way? How do you follow up on four passing touchdowns, one rushing touchdown for Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I don't know. How do you follow up 38-7 in the NFC title game? I know they're not the same measurable, but it's been done.
So are you saying that it's going to happen?
No, I'm not going to say that it's going to happen. I'm just saying it has the potential. I'm not sweeping this game under the rug like I was 48 hours ago.
So they have your attention?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fair. They have your attention. I'll say this. Ryan Fitzpatrick had almost 150 yards to two different guys, DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans. Evans had 147 yards. Jackson had 146 yards. Jackson had two touchdowns. Evans had the one. You got my attention. Got Jameis Winston's attention, probably. Somebody asked me this, and I wanted to just like totally blow them off. Jameis Winston's the number one pick. Like everybody says that his football brain's a supercomputer, blah, 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 everything else. Is there any chance that if the Bucks knock off the Eagles, that could potentially be a thing? The Ryan Fitzpatrick starter era over Jameis Winston when he's back from suspension?
I think it's closer than the Nick Foles, Carson Wentz debate.
Okay.
I think. Maybe not to the people here, but I think it should be. But no, I mean, unless he goes, what is it, three games or four games?
It's three games.
So unless he goes 3-0 and plays the way he did in New Orleans this week and next week, maybe you have the conversation because he's hot, but I don't think so.
Okay. So then, Tyler, that actually leads me into the next point that I'll ask you. People have been asking this literally for a month now, that if by the time Wentz gets back, you're undefeated and Foles is playing well. By that logic, do you stick with the hot hand?
I think it depends on how many weeks it is. Like, if you're ready to put Wentz out there next week and Foles has a big game this week, you could push Wentz back a week.
Okay.
But it's not, you know, you're not pushing him back 6 weeks. It's right. Maybe a let's give Wentz one more week thing. I'm not in that mindset to say that, you know, Wentz should never start again, because that's just dumb.
Right. No, I'm with you. Yep. And I think that there are the people who just straight up say Nick Foles should be the starting quarterback no matter what is it's a small vocal minority.
They are loud, though.
There's no doubt. They're passionate about their banner, man. They got that flag flying high. The Folesian Society. Anyway, to put a nice little bow on this whole thing, you may remember that the New York Giants had the number 2 selection in the NFL draft. And, you know, Pat Shermer, short passing game, things like that, right? Pretty interesting. The guy that they passed on, I know Saquon Barkley was arguably, even at number 1, the best player available, quote unquote. And I've heard interesting arguments. I'm into best player available. I'm into people who say that 10 years of a quarterback is better than 10 years of a running back. I hear that too. For the record, one of Sam Darnold's calling cards at USC was short passing game, immediate decision making, you know, making the right decision pre-snap, and then just keeping the whole thing moving. For the record, if you're wondering what in the world's going on in New York, that's the whole saga. There are people who asked before the draft, they were like, can you imagine what in the world's going to happen here? Now you're going against Darius Geis and Ezekiel Elliott and also Saquon Barkley in the division. I'd rather go against those guys than go against Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees in the division, right? All things considered, the talent levels aside and everything else, you have to wonder now, even though Barkley looked good, you have to wonder now that Darnold came in and did well, did they make a mistake? And that's going to be the question all the time. The best part is that the Giants have a front row seat, literally in the same building, to watch the stuff. So a lot of people don't know this, that everything changes inside MetLife Stadium for Jets games and Giants games. Like, there's Jets signage. There's no like split stuff when you're there for a game when the Giants are at home or the Jets are at home. It's all Giants or it's all Jets. So that means the Giants personnel and stuff are going to be the ones ended up taking down the Sam Darnold posters and such like that when you're getting ready for a Giants home game. Just something to chew on, something to think about.
You know, it's kind of interesting that you brought that up, that you said you would rather have the years of the running backs than the years of the quarterbacks.
Other way, for the Eagles to face. Yeah.
It's kind of funny if you think about it, because I think every team in the NFC, quarterback-wise, got worse. Or the NFC East this year, I should say, got worse. Alex Smith is a downgrade from Kirk Cousins.
Agree.
You got a year older Eli.
Who doesn't fit the system.
Who doesn't apparently fit the system. And up until this point, Dak is Dak. I have no concern quarterback play.
None. You might have the best two. You might have the best two quarterbacks in the division. It's insane. And when you think about it, there's a reason with all of the talent turnover and all of the great players and stuff. There's a reason that in the AFC, it's always the same teams at the end. The quarterback is the bottom line, and the coaches. Quarterbacks and coaches are the bottom line determining factor for things. You've got Wentz and you've got Doug Peterson. You got Foles and Peterson. You've got new coaches all over the place. You're going to have new coaches, right? There's no way that Garrett, if Dak doesn't progress and the Cowboys don't win games, there's no way that Garrett can stick around again.
He might clap his way into keeping his job.
Jeez. But you know what? I think the Eagles would sign up for that, to be honest with you. I think the Eagles would send representation down there and just talk about how great a job Jason Garrett
does. Yeah, please keep him.
Yeah. He deserves to stay. And I don't advocate for anybody losing their jobs. It's just remarkable how, with a results-oriented, results-focused organization, you know, you talk about the Eagles being so patient. They were. They were patient for a long time. The Chip Kelly move was the first, quote-unquote, ahead-of-schedule move that they made at head coach in forever. Right, wrong, or indifferent, they give guys a huge chance. Now, all of a sudden, the standards changed, and you get Doug Peterson, the Super Bowl winner. And that's where the goodwill gets built up. Where's it gotten built up with all of these other teams? I don't get it. Don't get me wrong. From an Eagles perspective, I'll sign up for it. But, man, oh, man, you would think that these other teams would have something else cooking if your eyes actually are on that Super Bowl title. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. We have wide open phone lines. You can get in without any wait whatsoever. Great time to do that. Also, you can follow the show on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. And, of course, Tyler, who's contributed a ton already, and there's still 38-plus minutes left in this one, at Teasel34 on the Twitter. 610-632-0975. It is the Joe Torti Show. We'll be right back with more after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Last season, the Fanatic pregame show was at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino, and we won it all and became a city of champions. So we're going back. Yeah, we might be a little superstitious. Join Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Jason Mertitis for the Fanatic pregame show and party. Back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Then stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' many screens, including a huge 10x10 big screen.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Brought to you in part by Gerhardt's Appliances.
And Visit Philly.
This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year! Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's all on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. South Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come in to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 13th through 16th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Olympus! Celebrating 5 decades of the Prince of Darkness. Ozzy Osbourne. No More Tours 2. With special guest Stone Sour.
If you
this Wednesday at BB&T Pavilion. Tickets now at LiveNation.com. Ozzy Osbourne. Witness a living legend live. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hear ye, I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer. The king wishes me to tell thee to let the bot light flow forth at thine tailgate. Gah! Dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sports talk for Mayfair and all of Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Want to remind you, anyone out there use some money, perhaps? Would that be useful for any of you? The 97.5 The Fanatic 5K a day cash contest is right here. Not right now, but it is right here. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. 5 times a day, of course. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Roofing Nation. Cool stuff there. Tyler Zuli's producing this evening's programming. Joe Torti here with you. We're taking you up until midnight. As you take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles' obstacles to victory, this is something that I was thinking about as I was reading, the way too early game previews and stuff. Like, you know how they put stuff out before teams practice and you don't know what the injury reports are and stuff like that. The interesting stuff, we were talking about the depth. The Eagles don't have a practice squad quarterback right now. They worked out one that you've heard of, that you know. Paxton Lynch worked him out as a developmental quarterback. Broncos gave up on him 2 years after drafting him in the first round. Here's my question. I've heard people say, Paxton Lynch, are you serious? This guy's garbage, whatever. I'm not saying that he hasn't been brutally bad. But similar to the way that it's not Dak Prescott's fault that, you know, he's a fourth-round quarterback that got pressed into the starting duty because Tony Romo got hurt and had a good season. You know, like, that's not his fault that he's not performing like the number one overall pick now. Paxton Lynch didn't ask to be drafted in the first round. Or maybe he did, but he should have been asking to draft in the first round anyway. That's what you do. The Broncos drafted him as a first rounder, and maybe he wasn't a first round quarterback. And he has looked lost at times. But you're telling me that, for example, Nate Sudfeld looks as good as he does now without the helping and the careful, watchful eye of the Eagles quarterback development staff, the coaches? I don't know. For a practice squad down the road, developmental, turn him into something so that you can trade him for something, which, by the way, is everybody's favorite thing to do here in this town, is trade the backup quarterback for a first-round pick. It's what everybody likes to do. It's just so easy. It happens all the time because it happened once that they got a first-round pick, right? Like, exactly one time, but that's like, this is the new norm. I think Paxton Lynch has as good a chance as anybody to turn into that down the road. Like, way down the road.
Yeah, this isn't Madden. You don't get to do that there. But no, I agree with you. I think he's got the stuff. You saw it at college.
Yep.
He went to Memphis, correct?
Memphis, yes.
Yeah, he had good numbers at Memphis. I mean, the American is what the American is. It's a good sixth conference. I'd take a shot.
I don't think it costs you anything. Paxton Lynch, when you look at him, he's got the size that everybody falls in love with. He's got arm strength. He can move a little bit. I don't know. I think that it makes sense. They also worked out a couple of other players as well. They signed Aiken, like I said. Worked out Brashad Perryman, obviously passed there. Who else was it? Oh, Shane Wynn, return duty, obviously didn't turn into a contract. Martez Carter and Fitz Toussaint to running backs. And there was one more player. Oh, Albert McClellan, a linebacker. So they were looking at that. Looking at, you know, linebacker depth, like we said, which is a big problem. Speaking of big problems, the Phillies have them. The Phillies have big problems. We're going to get back to the Eagles in just a second here. This Phillies game that just wrapped up as the Phillies lose to the Nationals in extra innings. I'm not going out on a huge limb and saying the Phillies are not going to be making the playoffs. There's no postseason for the Phillies. 10 innings, you lose 7-6 to the Nationals. This game gets away from you in the fourth inning, right? Where you have all these pitchers coming in and all of a sudden you have to scramble and you're using the bullpen. And then against all odds, team takes the lead. Only for the bullpen to blow it in spectacular fashion, walking in the tying run. What do you even say about this team anymore? Honestly. Like, you'd think, oh, the Phillies got 6 runs today? Woohoo! Like, that's not 1 or 2 or 0. And then you watch the way that they lose this game. It's like, how in the world, like, were we even having the conversations about this team before? About being a potential team that could be in first place? Tyler, here's the question. The team is hitting despite not having any talent in the lineup. They go and add a bunch of talented hitters, guys that can actually help. And the offense goes the opposite way. And when the offense is working, you can't field, you can't pitch, the bullpen has a meltdown. Like, how were they able to smoke and mirrors their way through the season as long as they did?
They won a lot of low-scoring games. I think they had like something like 17 one-run wins in the first couple of months. That's not sustainable. And now you're seeing the team that the Phillies really are, which is an average baseball team, who lose to other average baseball teams.
They've lost the most games in the NL since like August, what, 13th? It's crazy. They've been terrible.
Oh, they've not been good. But if you look at the entire record, they're an average baseball team now.
Sure.
You know, they've come back down to being an average team. They're not this season, and they're maybe not next season either. They're a 2020 benchmark, assuming that everything goes the way that it's supposed to. And that's a big if.
You're telling me that I have to go through this again next year?
It's not going to get any better.
I thought we were supposed to see them signing Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and all these other dudes.
Oh, they probably will.
And it's not
because they have the money to throw at them.
Oh my God!
Well, yeah, Harper's going to be an improvement over Herrera or, you know, Hoskins if Hoskins moves to first and they sever ties with Santana. But one player won't make this team.
Oh boy,
I thought maybe it would. I thought maybe Machado might get them over.
Well,
but that's not true.
So Machado adds a lot, right? Machado adds lineup protection for others. He adds offensive production. He's an upgrade at defense, regardless of where you'd put him, third base or shortstop. He's an upgrade defensively there. I mean, maybe he could cure a lot of these ills, but I don't know if that translates to being, you know.
Is he a defensive upgrade over Franco? Franco's been playing pretty well over third.
I think that Franco has one, like, his ability to barehand the ball at third
unbelievable.
Is flat out uncanny.
Yeah.
Like it's on. I don't know if the rest of his skills are as ridiculous as that one very noticeable ability. Does that make any sense?
No, that makes sense. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And Machado at third base, I would argue, is otherworldly. At shortstop, he's plus. According to
he's good.
Like he's an otherworldly defensive third
right.
Third baseman. I don't know. I'm trying to talk myself into it now at this point because like I'm literally can't say this because I get paid for. I'm speechless. I have nothing to say about this. Like, how in the world could you put yourself through this on a nightly basis?
Just wait for Houston to convince him that he can play left field.
Oh, my God.
And that's just over from there.
I can't do it.
They're already going to win the World Series again this year.
The Astros are?
Oh, yeah.
That I would be incredibly inclined to agree with you, despite how good some of these other teams have looked. Boston, playoff time comes around October. That's Astros o'clock.
Yeah, I'm betting on them. Not monetarily, just
You can now.
Well, you can now, but I don't want to waste the money I have.
Money I don't have. That's absolutely right. So, yeah, I'm done talking about the depressing Phillies, unless you want to react to this team, 610-632-0975. I'll go to the much happier news at Bleacher Report, where I'm reading an article from August, where the Broncos Bleacher Report site is talking about stick a fork in Paxton Lynch, he's done at 24 years old. That's much more encouraging reading. My goodness.
Yes, but the beauty of that is he would be the Eagles' fourth quarterback.
Number four.
Not the one.
Man, oh man. Someday, you're going to need someone to take over that incredibly coveted Nate Sudfeld spot. Because
when he jumps up a peg?
He's going to jump up a peg this upcoming year. Pretty soon. Enjoy your... This is what I've said before. This is what I've tried to talk sense into the people who are saying that Foles should be the long-term starter. He's not. There's a wonderful, wonderful line from an otherwise largely forgettable movie, Avengers Age of Ultron. At the very end, there's a character named Vision, and he's talking, and he says, "Something isn't beautiful because it lasts." That's what the Nick Foles... Stop trying to stretch this thing out forever. We'll never be able to make the Nick Foles Super Bowl MVP era last forever. Just drink it in and bask in it right now. Because this time next year, he's going to be on somebody else's team. Is Paxton Lynch the third quarterback next year? I don't know. We'll see. But Nate Sudfeld backup season is coming. Get ready for it. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Final segment is coming your way next. Your phone calls plus one more thing. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. The Ron Jaworski Show is back for another season. Join Jaws this Wednesday night from Ramblewood Country Club starting at 6 as he looks ahead at Week 2, the Birds versus Tampa Bay. Hear Jaws' comprehensive breakdown on what it'll take for another win. The Jaws Show is brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Roofing Nation, Burns Honda, Harris Resort, and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West, Xfinity, and Bradford White Water Heaters. The Ron Jaworski Show, Wednesdays at 6 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoyed responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets. With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games. Make bets while the game is being played. Like, who will score next? How will the current drive finish? You'll earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets. Better odds. More action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine? Then regular oil and filter changes are the answer. AutoZone has everything you need to help you do the job yourself and do it right. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
The following message from Monster contains multiple uses of the F-word. It may not be suitable for younger audiences and those easily offended. Free. It's a bad word that a lot of job sites use, and it's creating a lot of noise. You know those sites. They tell you a free posting will get your small business qualified candidates, and then the candidates you get aren't the candidates you want. So they aren't free because you end up paying a lot. Or there are those other sites where you post your job in the same environment as someone selling a human-sized hamster wheel. Or where qualified candidates can't find you because your job post gets buried really quickly way deep down at the bottom of the site. Posting your job on Monster means you don't have to post on those sites because we don't do any of those things. We deliver candidates and qualified ones. Monster's job postings start at just $49. No hidden fees, no irrelevant candidate matches, no having to repost every 10 minutes. Only the candidates you want delivered easily at a fixed, affordable, and honest price. Visit monster.com/radio to learn more and cut through the noise.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
97.5 The Fanatic and Bud Light are rewarding football fans every single week throughout the season. Visit 97.5thefanatic.com/contest/Philly to enter to win a Bud Light game day tailgate pack, which includes a case of Bud Light, tailgate gear, and other cool Bud Light Philly swag. Don't forget to visit your local distributor to pick up a case of cool Bud Light for Football Sunday. Must be 21 to enter. Drink responsibly. Philly.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. A couple more phone calls, and of course, one more thing is coming your way. I want to remind you that if you missed any of our shows this week, make sure you go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcasts. Listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. Let's go to Alex in York. Alex, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, Alex.
I want to talk about Philadelphia running backs. You're talking about not having confidence about depth, but I think the thing that's going to enable either Carson Wentz or Nick Foles against the Bucs, if it becomes a shootout with Fitzmagic, is whether or not they can run the ball and suck the defense in and get the middle open for either, I guess it's going to be Nick, but I think as long as they keep the running game going overall and they keep the offensive line healthy, you know, they've got Sproles, they've got Ajayi and Smallwood. I think they're going to be okay.
Well, I am. As long as they have their roles and their, like, snaps figured out. Like, the way that they used Ajayi in the first half, like, really had me scratching my head. I don't know if that was just a snap count thing with him coming off the injury or what it was. But if he's the lead dog and the other guys are sprinkled in, I'm fine with that. But I just don't know if that's going to be the way that it goes.
I definitely think that keeping the Falcons off balance on defense, rotating Sproles in more than they did Ajayi, did a really good thing for the running game in the second half, and you saw that reflection
sure
when they were able to run the ball.
Yep, that's fair. That's a good point, Alex. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate that. It's not bad, and if that's the plan against Atlanta, fine, but are you going to try to take every team by surprise that way, or what happens? I don't know. Look, they've got a long leash from me in terms of criticism and everything else, okay? I'm going to let the Eagles run with it until they prove that they deserve to be ripped, but I don't know. You have questions about how it's going to pan out and how it's going to work. And the Bucs have a pretty good run D. They really do. Now, are they going to be so committed to selling out to stop the run to try to make the Eagles one-dimensional that the play-action pass could hurt them? That might be the recipe for success for Philly. We'll see. Lance in Arizona is up next. Hey, Lance.
Hey, Joe. I had like 2 points I wanted to make with the Eagles.
Sure.
One, I was watching the Rams game yesterday, and the thing that stands out to me is that the Eagles need to run. If they're going to beat the Rams when they get to that point, and I know that's down the road, you need to run 6 offensive line formation, because if you could get a double team on Sue and Donald, their defensive ends are not good enough to beat Peters,
right,
not good enough to beat Lane. So that opens up Zach Ertz to just run across the middle of the field, because they cannot cover a tight end, because Jared Cook is not very good, and he was destroying that defense until Derek Carr decided he was just going to throw balls up for grabs.
Yeah, Cook almost had like 200 yards yesterday. It was crazy.
Yeah, because you can't attack them with your wide receivers, because I figure Talib's probably going to guard Alshon because he has the size,
right,
and then they're probably going to put Peters on Wallace or on Aguilar, depending on what you want to do, because he has the speed. to keep up with them. So you're going to be able to attack if you can block those two guys, because I don't believe their defensive ends can get to your quarterback. If you have both of those guys in a double team, you're going to be able to attack.
It's a good point,
so
Lance.
That's, to me, the point where they get to the Rams, that's how you beat the Rams. And then my other thing is they're looking at a bunch of wide receivers. I don't know if Alshon's close or not. They said he was, like, week three, week four. I look at it this way. Maybe they're not happy with the young development talent that they've had, like Gibson. He did well in the preseason, but at West Virginia, he didn't run very good routes. And in the preseason, even when he got those receptions, he wasn't running great routes. So it kind of tells me when Carter gets more than him, that they don't think he's doing the job that he can do it against starters. And a guy that I look at the deadline, if the Eagles are going to make a move, I look at Miami. They have Devontae Parker, and they're down on him, and he's currently injured, but he's supposed to be back next week. They're down on him. They paid two wide receivers and Amendola and Stills and that guy Grant they really like.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised. The Eagles always make a trade somehow with Miami, and that's a guy in that draft they were actually targeting or they were talking to and they liked. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's a guy the Eagles look at and say, he's got 2 years left on that rookie contract, he has high upside, and we don't have to pay him that much, and we might only have to give up like a fourth or a fifth.
Right, and it smells like an Eagles move. You're absolutely right, Lance. Thanks for the phone call, man. Absolutely. Could 100% be a possibility. Super productive guy in college, by the way. Has had these like weird hand finger issues since he's been in the league. It's always a broken finger here, there, broken. Like that's been his kind of bad luck bugaboo there. That is a typical like Dorial Green Beckham-esque reclamation project that the Eagles have tried to take on in the past. Sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hasn't. But Lance isn't wrong. They've liked trading with Miami. They really have. Let's go to Chris in Pensauken. Chris, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Joe.
What's up?
What did I tell you 6 weeks ago when Jack was your producer, man? Gabe was a fraud. He's a fraud. And Ricky Pitalco should be arrested because he's on TV tonight and his face is bright red. He's going over every fundamental mistake, not analytics, regular glove, inside foot, catch the ball, throw the ball. None of that crap. Do you know he's changed the lineup 116 times this year, the batting lineup?
I did see that, yeah.
Do you know Hernandez, that you backed up this guy, Gabe? He struck out 130 times in the leadoff spot, and 46% of them were backwards Ks. I mean, Gabe should come up to you and apologize and buy you a car because you stuck up for him all year and I told you were wrong. That is the biggest crap that I've ever seen. And then we had talk show hosts saying, why don't you go out there and support him? There were 22 people out there in the doubleheader together.
Yeah, I think I saw somebody count, Chris, in the upper deck that there were 103 total people there. That's crazy.
I love you, brother, like a brother from a different mother, but my God, you were dead wrong about this guy. I don't care if you get Ashadamus, God, and Superman. That guy's a clown. He's pulling crap out. No, what? He is. He's Chip Kelly with manners.
Well, what would you have liked to have seen him do in his defense, Chris, with the lineup that he has, with the talent that he has? What would you have liked to have seen him execute?
I don't know. I would put the guy in left at first base. Do you know he batted Kinnery? He batted Kinnery in the third spot
yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
It's just insane. Play him at two. Trade Hernandez. Move Reese to first. And our catchers. Yeah, I don't care if that guy throws people out with Hallisters. He can't catch a ball thrown to him, man.
Well, look, Chris, thanks for the phone call, man. Here's what I'll say. First of all, it's a little, you know, disingenuous to say that I've just been Mr. Gabe Kapler this entire time. That's not the case. It's that I see things from Gabe that I like. Like, an analytics-based approach, I think, actually works because analytics are just stats. It's just which stats you like to look at. However, when you're not getting runs and you're not getting guys, you know, to do anything, you're not getting hits, you're overtaxing the bullpen. Of course, he's not above the rip. Absolutely solidly in the rip. By the way, time for one more thing before we get out of here. Just want to keep in mind, and obviously today's September 11th. We got a couple more minutes left in September 11th. Just keeping in mind all of the people that made the ultimate sacrifice on that day 17 years ago. Obviously all the first responders and everyone else. Keeping everybody in thoughts and prayers and just remembering that, you know, they are not forgotten ever. There's never an instance in good times, bad times, whatever, where that is far from the minds of anyone who lived through it. And regardless of you, whether you were in the area or you just had something, you know, it was a blip on the TV screen behind you. Everyone remembers where they were, when they were, and everything else. The people that made the ultimate sacrifice, it was all for a reason. I think that there was so much positivity that came afterwards that the people who did have everything taken from them that day, I would say, would be proud overall of the way that things have gone since then. The way that we've helped each other, the way that we've cared about each other, and the way that we've focused on each other. And I think that that's something that it's a shame that it takes something like that and the anniversary or something like that to keep in mind, but it's something that is worth remembering all the time. So I just wanted to take special time out today to thank everybody who obviously serves and first responders and everyone who was affected by that tragedy. You're not alone. You're not forgotten. And we're all here with you. Thank you very much to everybody who called and tweeted in, my co-host for this evening. Thank you very much, Tyler Zuli, producing this evening's program. I will talk to you guys tomorrow with Devon Givens starting at 9 o'clock, the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.